Well, hello and welcome to another episode of Tree Service Marketing Profits Podcast. I'm your host, Wesley Smith, and thanks so much for joining us and checking this out today. If you're on the podcast, go ahead and like and subscribe to your favorite podcast. We're on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, all the major ones. You're on YouTube, like and subscribe to our channel. We got plenty of expert interviews coming up as we do today, and more marketing content as well in the pipeline there. So I wanted to introduce today Jordan Thielman with New Jersey Crane Expert, and she's going to go into her training program and what they do for the tree care industry. Welcome aboard, Jordan. Thanks for joining today.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it. My name is Jordan Thielman. I am one of the owners of Noble Oak Safety and Training, which is the parent company for New Jersey Crane Expert, as well as the management company for Arborfest Expo, which is a tree care professional festival, as we like to call it, down in Asheville every year.
That's awesome. Yeah, I know we met at the Arbor Expo. And that confused the Arborfest there for a second.
Yeah.
the Arbor Expo was awesome. We flew in to Newark, and then we were probably, I guess, 20 minutes, 25 minutes from the building. And
super
easy. It was
nice.
I always love seeing the equipment, you know, and it's really growing. That expo is getting really you know,
it's awesome. Sashin's been doing a great job with it. We've been participating and doing training at Arbor Expo, as well as having a booth space since he started back in Philadelphia back in 2021, I guess it was, maybe 2022. It's hard to keep track. But yeah, the show's doing great. We really enjoy it. I think it's a great show for everybody to attend, especially kind of having something over here in the Northeast in the New England area where we don't really have shows of that size in the past, or we haven't in the past.
Yeah, it's a great get together. We always see clients and meet new folks like we did this year. So that was good. That was beneficial.
Yeah.
So
it was nice to have it in our backyard this year.
Oh, essentially. Yeah. We were talking before we went on air that when they had it in Charlotte here in the Southeast, it was super convenient for us because we just drove there.
Yeah.
All the moving parts of the booth and the display and all the things you take, really easy if you drive versus fly. But flying's okay too. We've learned to kind of get with it and figure out everything out there. So take us through kind of Noble Oak Safety Training and New Jersey Crane Expert, and kind of what all you do and provide for the tree care industry. And you know, people that are watching, if you guys have any questions while we're talking, or if you're watching this on a replay later, just comment below the video. We'll be happy to answer your question. Jordan can chime in. I can chime in. And take us through what that looks like for folks.
Sure. So my background is actually in hospitality and event management. I went to school for hospitality, and since the beginning of time, always knew I wanted to travel and be in the hospitality space. And so I worked for a company based out of New York City where we hosted trade shows and conferences all over the world. We did product development and marketing for various different industries. And at the time, my husband was working for my father-in-law's tree service, which he still owns, Pine Valley Tree Service over here in New Jersey. He's been in business. It's his 50th year. So my husband Hans has been around the tree care world forever. Back when he was younger, his punishment was having to go rake stones at job sites and have his dad dry brush and do all of that stuff that he now loves but hated back then. So in 2018, he started training part-time, and I was helping out here and there, kind of just helping with coordinating the trainings and things like that. And then in 2020, COVID hit, and he got very busy, actually. A lot of tree care companies were doing really well during that time and really saw a need to train and upskill their staff. So his training part-time turned quickly into full-time, and that quickly turned into needing more trainers because there's only so many minutes in a day and so many places he can go. So in 2021, we decided that I was also going to go full-time with the business. We are a certified woman-owned business. We kind of joke, he's the talent and I'm the one who handles all of the administration and the operations and all the things behind the scenes. So we are a full-time training firm. Noble Oak Safety and Training is our parent company. And we also have New Jersey Crane Expert. New Jersey Crane Expert really focuses on crane certification and operator development training for really all heavy equipment. So crane is in our name, but we don't just do cranes. We do Sennebogen training, mobile cranes, obviously, chipper, stump grinder, forklift, really anything as far as heavy machinery goes. And then Noble Oak Safety and Training really focuses on our arboriculture training. So we have an aerial rescue class that's going to be on Friday and Saturday. We do first aid CPR. We do chainsaw, chipper safety programs through TCIA, really all things encompassing arboriculture, even sales, marketing, technology, consulting, just things that we can do to help small to medium-sized businesses that don't have the resources of those larger branches or larger companies. We are an accredited testing center through OSHA for our crane certification. So we do have customers that are outside of tree care as well. We always say tree care is our passion, though. That's where it started, and we'll always stay there.
That's great. Yeah, no, I mean, some of those larger pieces of equipment, such as a crane or a Sennebogen or whatever, I mean, it's hard to imagine just how you get started learning how to operate that massive piece of machinery. So I guess part of it, you get in there and you start pushing a couple of buttons and you make it go left and right. And that's kind of the starting point. And then people are like, look, I need to get some formal training on this. Is that something where you guys kind of go to the tree company? Or how does that work?
Yeah, so it'll depend on the situation, but we like to offer both. We know that if you are a small to medium sized business, to have a trainer come out and spend 2 to 3 days with you can be expensive when you only have a couple of operators. So we do like to also offer open enrollment classes where people can come to us. We do those all over the country. So if you only have one or two operators, you know, you can join other customers or other students of ours and still get that same experience at a more digestible price, I guess you could say.
Economical, maybe easier to swallow.
Yeah, economical in those cases. But it is true. So, you know, as a homeowner, I always use this kind of story that as a homeowner, you see somebody come up to your house and they have this brand new fancy piece of machinery that looks beautiful. And you're like, wow, that thing has to be $500,000, $750,000. You know, they must know what they're doing to have received that or to purchase that. And that's not always the case. You know, if you've got your financing and you've got all your ducks in a row, there's nothing in tree care that is going to say you have to go through formalized training before you purchase that machine. Most manufacturers or dealers will offer you what a lot of them call familiarization. So whether that's a spider lift, a Sennebogen, a crane, a wood chipper, or a stump grinder, in most cases, somebody's going to come with the delivery of that machine and they're going to show you how to turn it on and they're going to show you all of the key components and they're going to help you walk through it. But that's only going to go so far. So all of our trainers are certified arborists or New Jersey licensed tree experts. And we will go out and not only familiarize you with the machine, but then we're going to go with you on a job site. And we're going to be in your ear the whole time. And we're going to talk you through every single thing that you're doing. You know, we're not there to make you money. So our trainers are very qualified, excuse me, in what they do, but we want them in your ear. We want them to walk you through exactly what you're doing, help you talk through the process, listen to yourself talk through the process of the cuts that you're going to make or the approach that you're going to take or why you're setting up where you're setting up. There's a lot of aspects to running heavy machinery or equipment in tree care that dealers, manufacturers just don't know because they're not in the field with you on a regular basis. So we really try to connect the dots of how does this machine run? How does it work? And how can it then be applied to tree care and your job site and your business plan? You know, you bring in a heavy piece of equipment that's a lot of money. You need to be able to run it and you need to be able to fit it into your business model. Unfortunately, some people think that if I buy it and I get it and I get approved for it and I have it, the money's going to come. And that's not always the case. So we try and help them through that whole process, not just train them on how to use it, but how can we make sure that you're also productive and you're also, you know, getting what you want out of it and keeping you profitable at the same time.
Yeah, that's great. Great information. I think a lot of people, you know, you buy the piece of equipment or anything that you buy, piece of yard equipment, get an instruction manual on it, but other than that, it's basically how to turn it on and how to do this and that. But the on the job
Yeah.
training is way more touchy feely, and just being, you know, experience with that, probably just helping somebody guide them through their first 10, 15 jobs with this massive piece of equipment. It's going to probably
100%.
Break down the barriers of, like, you know, worrying and being anxious about this piece of equipment. They get it because they know it's going to be more productive and it's going to help you do more jobs in a quicker time frame. But if you're not
100%.
Good at it, and if you're not trained on it, then it may be kind of a barrier to getting the job.
Of course.
Right. So,
and then also having everybody on the crew that's going to be working around this new piece of equipment, understanding how this is going to change their day to day when that machine is being used. You know, just like other people, they see a big new fancy piece of machinery and they're staring at it. They're like, wow, this is great. What's it going to do? How's it going to help us? But there's a lot of aspects that, you know, the operator of that machine might be aware of, but they also need to be aware of. In the case of a crane, your crane operator is the person in charge. You know, they're the ones that call the shots. They are the ones that make the decisions and they're responsible for everything that they're doing. But everybody that's working around the crane should also be aware and should also be able to look for things that could cause problems or could be a risk. So when we go and do on-the-job training, we really want everybody to be there. We want everybody who could be potentially working around that piece of equipment there so that they understand too, how is this going to change the day-to-day job? What do I need to be aware of? What do I need to be looking for? And hopefully maybe that upskills a worker, right? That could be a ground guy. It could be anybody, the person that's helping out with traffic control. You know, maybe they're secretly a really good operator and they never thought of it before. So we really want to be really all inclusive and bring everybody into the training and get everybody excited about it too. I think, you know, in this industry, some people feel like, oh, I have to go to a training and I'm not going to enjoy it, but it's something I have to do. And we really focus on the experience, and we kind of joke that we always like when people leave one of our classes or a training and they get bit by the safety bug. Like, all of our trainers have the safety bug. They're obsessed with safety. They drive everybody else crazy because they're obsessed with it. And we like when our students leave with that same level of excitement. So the more people we can include in it, the better off we're going to be and the better off that crew is going to be also.
Yeah, I mean, great point. In this industry, safety means saving lives or saving limbs of people's bodies and things like that. So So I think that's a really key thing to focus on is safety. And a lot of things people put into their marketing as well. It talks about we are safe. We
100%
standards and all of that. Yeah.
Yes.
So.
And so I'm not sure if you know who my husband is, but so my husband's Hans Thielman, and he kind of started off in the tree care marketing space way back when Instagram got started. So he used to post a lot of videos and pictures of what they were doing on the job site, and Instagram just got started, and it was, you know, you still had the photos with like the weird frames around them and all those things. But a big piece of it to him was like, I need to make sure that everything I'm posting is compliant, because not only is this material and this content going out into the world for my customers, but it's also going out into the world for my peers and my colleagues and people who might eventually look up to me as someone who is influential in the space, right? So it kills us when we see people putting out marketing to their customers and they're one handing a chainsaw, or they don't have a helmet on, or they don't have eyeglasses on. They don't have those essential pieces of their job that are going to keep them safe. And I think, you know, as a customer, as a homeowner, maybe you might not recognize the difference, but as a business owner, when it comes to your marketing and the safety, you really have to be able to show yourself in the right light. Because nowadays you do one photo without a helmet on and the wrong Facebook group gets it and everybody jumps in and they go after you for it. And the last thing you want is a customer to see your marketing and be like, oh, wow, they don't even have a helmet on, or they're not doing what they should be doing. So I think, you know, the marketing content that goes out there from companies now, people really need to be aware of what they're posting, why they're posting it, and if it's representing them the way that they want to be represented. And that goes all the way down to your crew, right? You know, with Facebook and Instagram, your whole crew is taking pictures. Everybody's showing that great cut that they just made or that really big tree that they just fell. you got to make sure everybody's aware that everybody has a camera, you know, and everybody has their lettered shirts and everybody has their lettered trucks and everything is lettered the right way. So you don't want someone to take that one picture that's going to be floating around the internet forever on the one day that you forgot to put cones out, you know, on the truck that's sitting in the road, things like that.
Yeah, I mean, just, you know, keeping when you're doing this training for these tree service companies, just that constant buzz in their ear about making sure they're compliant, making sure they're being safety, you know, safety best practices and all of that. I mean, it makes a difference because, you know, if you're experienced in this business, there may be a tendency to go, look, I don't need a helmet this time, or I don't need this or that. And you kind of bend the rules, cut the rules a little bit. But it is important, I think, just for 100% every day on the job. Plus, you're setting an example for your crew and the rest of the people that are
affiliated
with the business as well. So you want to make sure you kind of stay on top of that. You know, and look at it kind of too, with what Jordan does and her company is kind of continuing education of just being in business, right? Like even myself being in the marketing agency space, we're constantly networking, going to masterminds, learning best practices.
It's a lot to stay up on.
It is. And there's no difference with, you know, running a tree service company or any kind of company, home service company. You got to stay on the forefront of the best practices and just kind of learn
100%.
All the unique aspects of safety training, I think, is beneficial for the long haul because you're just going to be able to pass that knowledge down to everybody else that comes into your business.
So. Exactly. And I think it's so important that they enjoy what they're learning and what they're participating in. You know, fortunately and unfortunately, a lot of the accreditations and the certifications that they have to keep or maintain in this industry require that you have continuing education, which is fortunately, you need to stay educated, right? You have to stay out in the field every year, every 2 years, you need to continue your education. Unfortunately, there are people who just want to check that box, right? So they're going to go, they're going to get their CEUs, check that box, but maybe not go home actually learning anything. And for us, we want them to enjoy the experience from start to finish. We want them to go home learning something, changing something, implementing something that maybe they learned or changing whatever it may be. We want them to go home with something. You know, if we were just checking boxes, then I don't think we'd be as successful as we are. We truly want people to be here because they want to participate and they want to learn and they want to go home with something new. You know, how can we send them home safer than they came to us? When Hans first started teaching, I don't have it, but he had this little, it was probably like the size of a business card. And it was just a picture frame with a Velcro on the back of it. And it said, "The reasons why I stay safe." And at the time we only had one son and it was a picture of him as a baby and he used to keep it in his car. So just kind of reminding people that it doesn't have to just be a check the box when it comes to your CEUs and, you know, keeping up your accreditations. Like, you got to do it. So let's make the best out of it. And let's hope that you enjoy it and you go home and get everybody else excited about safety. And everybody goes home at the end of the day.
Yeah. It's not always about the destination and where you're getting to. It's also about the day to day and staying plugged in and just continue learning and always getting better in your craft. Take us through, a lot of people may have this question. Take us through, like, so people contact, you know, Noble Oaks Training, or they contact you. And I guess, would it be kind of dependent on kind of what program they're looking to do or what type of equipment they're going to be team members?
So we always have our open enrollment classes on our website. Most of our classes will always be found on New Jersey Crane Expert. Really, it's just a little bit more of a known brand than Noble Oak Safety and Training. So our classes are always listed on our website. Like right now, we're in the middle of our spring training. So we have an aerial rescue workshop. We've got first aid CPR, an access clinic. So like accessing the trees, we have a whole day clinic on that. And then we're also going to be doing a PPE competency course. We are a Petzl technical partner, so we can provide Petzl Technical Institute PPE competency programs. So we always have those kind of open enrollment classes here in New Jersey. If there's something that you want us to put on, whether it's open enrollment or private, you could always reach out to us directly. And that's where we start to kind of plan our private classes. Depending on what the topic is or what the need is, we'll usually have somewhat of like a discovery call, probably similar to what you do from a marketing perspective. You know, where are you struggling? Where do you need help? How many employees do you have? How many crews do you have? All of that stuff. And we can plan that on an individual basis or based on demand. We will throw up, you know, public classes all over the country. Last year, I think we had, I think the number was like 146 classes. Only 13 of them were in New Jersey. So we're all over the place. It just depends on who needs us and where and what they're looking to get done.
So there's contacts within your organization that are just dispersed within the country in different different geographic areas. Okay.
Exactly. So we have full-time staff here in New Jersey. That's mostly operational logistics admin staff. And then we have 17 trainers that are all over the country. They all have different specialties. So if you were to ask me how many, you know, trainers do I have for aerial lifts? Probably four or five. How many trainers do I have for crane certification? About six. So they overlap in different areas. How many climber, you know, I have ones that focus on climbing, rigging, chainsaw felling. It all just depends, but they're all over the country. I actually only have one trainer in New Jersey and it's my husband. So.
Right. So it's just, everybody's kind of all over. You guys have made these contacts and connections and people can do it in all areas of the country.
Exactly.
Wherever
yep. And
closest.
All of our trainers. Yeah, exactly. So it kind of goes with, you know, where are they located, what their area of specialty is, and also who's available at that time. But all of our trainers are still in production, and that's on purpose. We want them out in the field, either owner, operator, their own company, or working for another company. But I always joke, they have to still have chainsaw dust in their pocket, right? We want them out in the field. I want them to continue to learn themselves. I want them to continue to grow in their own professional way. And they all have a true passion for training. You know, they love to extend that out to the community. Some of them are more out frequently than others. Some of them do training on their own as well as contracting with us. But again, it's by design. We want them to have their own experiences. We want them to be able to relate to all of our students. I don't ever want our students to feel as though the person teaching them hasn't done that actual thing in a really long time. So that's kind of how we've established those trainers and that kind of network.
That's great. Yeah. I mean, practice what you preach. So if they're doing it all
exactly.
the time, doing it every day, they're going to be sharp. They're going to know what they're doing. They're
only talking
about they've just recently done it. So they're more fresh to teach it, probably have better instruction, you know, if they're doing it every single
exactly.
day. That's awesome. So it's basically open enrollment, and there's different times of the year with different types of trainings you guys are doing.
Yep.
And then if they want a customized plan to get further into it, then you guys have those options too.
100%. Exactly. And, you know, we really enjoy doing the production training. So going to a job site with you, evaluating your staff, determining what areas you may need help in, what areas can be improved upon. You mentioned operator's manual earlier, and, you know, I would love to think that every person reads their operator's manual from front to back when they get something new, but, it's not very common. But really trying to help them understand that no matter what you're purchasing, that operator's manual is what you need to be aware of. And that operator's manual will help you understand what you can and cannot do. And we talk about it so frequently because of a lot of it, because of social media and what people are doing out in the world and then documenting and showing the world. There's not really always an understanding of like, oh, I saw this person do X, Y, and Z on Facebook. That looks really cool. Let me go ahead and do it. Somebody has to take a step back and say, wait, does the operator's manual say that I can do that? Should I be doing that? And that's typically also when we would come in and kind of help them work through what they should or should not be doing based on what the manufacturer is saying.
Yeah, the operator's manual, instruction manual. That's the old thing. So we get things for our kids to put together. You know, of course, that gets put on the to-do list. And so you'll try to do it first and you go, you know what? I think I'm going to go ahead and reference the instruction
manual. I think I'm going to read it.
When all else fails, let me go back and go to the instruction manual. Yeah.
Yeah, so exactly.
Point. Well, and those things only go so far. So the training is paramount to continuing getting better and better with these things too, because all those day-to-day jobs that people have the experience on, you're going to be able to kind of instill that into the folks that you're training, and they're going to feel more experienced a lot faster versus just doing it on their own, I'm sure. So
exactly.
That's awesome. Good. Well, let's pivot and talk about maybe like the Arbor Fest. I know you just did that one down in Asheville. What's that look like? Who go to that Arbor
Sure.
Festival?
So Arbor Fest is, I think we will be 20, I think this was our 7th year. I'm not, it started in 2017. It is owned by Cheryl Tree. They started it in 2017 and it's been growing ever since. There was a couple years off during COVID. And then 2023 was the first year that we took over the management of the event. So we still work hand in hand with Cheryl Tree. They still have a huge retail space that's open where everybody can come and shop and try on gear and touch and feel it. There's always some pretty good discounts as well. So this was the 2nd year that we've managed it, and we've grown it. So historically, Arborfest was really limited to kind of more of the climbing and rigging area. And that was because that's the key market for Cheryl Tree in terms of who their vendors are and what types of products they're selling. So when we came in to take over the management in 2022, we kind of requested that along with that, we could expand it. It's always been one of our favorite events. It's really fun as an attendee. Now I'm a little biased, but so we've grown it. This past year, we had just over 70 exhibitors. We have indoor and outdoor exhibit space. We really try and push or influence the outdoor exhibitors to keep their exhibit space very interactive. We want people to be able to go up in lifts. We want people to make cuts with a grapple saw. We want people to get on the back of a mini skid and use it for a little bit and see if they like it. It truly is a festival in a sense. We have outdoor education, indoor trade show, outdoor trade show, foot locking competitions. This year we had a 100 foot ascent competition for the top climbers that were there. Ryan Torsicolo got to take home bragging rights for that. He did it in 46 seconds.
Got the gold, huh?
It truly is just, it sounds kind of cliche, but it really is a vibe. Everybody enjoys it. We don't really call it a trade show or a conference because it is a bit more casual than that. We have just about over 1,500 attendees, and that continues to grow every year. It's in Asheville, North Carolina, at the Ag Center, so it's the perfect venue for tree care. I swear they don't do any tree work all year until we get there and we get to do pruning and we get to do removals and then we get to clean it all up. But
Oh, like on the
it's a,
premises, you guys get to do the tree work?
yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So we get to do, so like this year, I think we had a couple of rigging sessions that had some removals in it. We also had pruning sessions with Johnny Corpheus up from Canada. He came down. We had Nick Araya come from California and he did different discussions, but, and if he's listening, I apologize if I say this incorrectly, but he did a sonic tomography reading on a tree. And then we actually were able to have the Cenobogan come take the tree down and see if the reading that he got matched what it actually looked like when we got to remove the tree. The trees were slated for removal because they're doing construction. So we didn't take down any healthy trees unnecessarily. But it was just really great to kind of see that interaction to say, you're coming in to see if you can preserve the tree. And then let's see if what the readings say are actually accurate. And we got to drive the Cenobogan right up, took it down in 10 minutes, and then we got to see what the results looked like. So there's just a lot of things that go on. We really like to keep it interactive. We've got anchor points hanging in the ceiling inside. So if people want to go to the, this year, we just, DMM just came out with their new saddle. So Taylor Hamill had three of the saddles hanging, all different sizes. So you could literally walk up, try the saddle on, see which one you like the best, have Taylor Hamill fit you for the saddle if you wanted, and then go over to the Cheryl Tree booth and purchase it. So next year, it'll be April 3rd through the 6th in Asheville. We've got some new ideas cooking of different ways we can kind of bring some new education and new hands-on activities for everyone. It's just a really good time. It's the real definition of how Hans and I have been able to literally marry our two passions together. So, his passion, tree care, my passion, event planning and hospitality, and who would have thought when we first started dating, that now we are here owning a business and running a conference trade show for tree care.
Yeah, I mean, it could be
it's
in
a
the
lot
most
of fun.
Beautiful area of the country, and
yeah.
Asheville is a great place to do it. That's
yeah,
awesome.
And it's beautiful.
The
Everybody,
weather's probably perfect too, right? In April, I mean,
ugh,
a little chilly.
Is it
Was that
fingers?
A little cold.
Yeah, fingers crossed. So, like in the mornings, it's usually a little bit chillier, and then by the time we get to like the after parties and happy hour and stuff, it kind of gets a little chilly. It's one of those. It's like planning your wedding. If you have an outdoor wedding, you just always kind of just cross your
Murphy's
fingers and
Law.
hope it's going to be okay.
Yeah.
We a little side story, but last year Saturday at 4:30, we're flipping one of the buildings to have happy hour, and all of a sudden this windstorm comes through. We didn't even see it, or I didn't, because I was inside. Telephone pole falls, hits an attendee's car, and we lose power. And it's 4:30. Happy hour is supposed to start at 5. And now we've got no power in the place. The wind stopped. Like, it just came and went. And, you know, I'm always so impressed with how quickly tree people think on their feet. And we went with it. And within a half hour, happy hour was moved. It was outside. It was a great time. And we had a happy hour outside this year because it was so much fun last year outside. So, if
silver
there's any
lining.
group of silver lining, and if there's any group of people that can think on their feet and adjust and kind of go with the flow, it is tree people. So it all worked out. But
that sounds chaotic
so I
for a
said,
few minutes, but you guys figured it out. That's good.
Yeah, it was a little chaotic, but you mentioned weather, and it was like, so this year the joke was like, well, we had a pole fall and we lost power last year, so weather this year has to be better because nobody has that bad of luck.
Just a
And
law
it was
of
good. It was
averages.
Beautiful out.
Just law of
yeah
averages. Eventually you're going to get a nice day. That's the way it is.
Yeah.
Here it's either, you know, you get heavy rain. It can still be cold from the winter, so it's still almost like February winter weather, even in April.
Mm-hmm.
Or it could be like 85. You have no idea in the southeast.
Yeah.
So we do get all four seasons, which is nice. But that's a very nice area of the country. So yeah, if you guys
beautiful.
Are up for going to Arborfest and you're watching this, go to Arborfest
mm-hmm.
next year. I'm going to try to make it too. It sounds like a fun time.
Awesome. We'd love to have you.
Convenient anyway, too. So that's great.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Well,
nice,
awesome.
easy trip.
Well, thanks so much for your time today. I want to make sure I'm
of course.
Respectful of your time. And I know you got things to do as well.
Yeah.
How can people reach out and get in touch with you if they're interested in training, things like that?
Yeah, so you could email us at hello@whynoble.com. So whynoble.com. Or you can give us a call at the office. It's 908-219-9084. Just give us a ring. Our wonderful office manager will answer the phone. She'll take your information, see what you're looking for, and then someone will give you a call and we can get something scheduled. Or you can always look at the website for our upcoming events, or on Facebook or on Instagram. So either Noble Oak Safety and Training or New Jersey Crane Expert.
That's awesome. They are everywhere. So you can find them anywhere online. And
hopefully.
Yeah. Well, this has been great. I think continuing education
awesome.
Training is a very important topic in this industry. So thanks for being
Thank
on
you.
And sharing your story of what you've been up to. So
yeah,
I appreciate it.
No problem.
Anybody
thanks
has
so
any
much.
Questions? Thank you. If anybody has any questions, comment on the video, comment on the podcast, and just reach out. We'll have new videos coming up soon. And until we see you on the next one, we'll see you next time. Thanks so much.